Senator Mark Begich heads to Fairbanks and Kotzebue this week to meet with veterans and veterans services providers. Begich is a member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. He says jobs and health care for vets will top the agenda.
So we have great challenges in delivering those services. More veterans today are living in rural communities across this country. So your delivery systems have always been based on urban situations. So think about Alaska. If you're a veteran in rural Alaska, to get care, the odds are you're going to fly to a hub. Then if Anchorage can provide service, more likely you're going to go to Seattle. So we're working on some demonstration projects where there's a partnership with Indian Health Services, for example, and delivering in some of our regional medical facilities, because we think that's a better way to deliver.
Veterans Committee field hearings are set for Anchorage on Tuesday, Fairbanks on Wednesday, and a roundtable discussion at Kotzebue's Assembly Chambers is scheduled for Thursday. Begich says Alaska has the highest percentage of veterans per capita in the United States. Begich will chair the field hearings in Anchorage and Fairbanks. He says the Veterans Administration is dealing with a new kind of support system. 40 years ago, the majority of veterans were single males.
Today, 75-80% are families. And that means your whole system of support for those families has to change. It can't be just barracks and slam them in and hope it all works out. There's families, there's kids now. You have more women in the military than ever before. So you will have, for the first time in a lot of ways, for commanders to deal with not the woman at home, but the man at home. So it's a very interesting dynamic that's changing. But that's why we're having these hearings.
Senator Begich will discuss hiring and transition issues for vets in Wasilla tomorrow afternoon. Following the Fairbanks field hearings, he will join with leaders of the employers in support of the Guard and Reserve in support of military service members and their families.